one of the new tracks on Beyonce's new album. It's called Cowboy Carter. She's venturing into the genre of country-inspired inspired music. I'm not the biggest Beyonce fan. I could recognize a bop. I have my ear tuned to what I consider pop music. Look, I believe there are two types of albums. There's albums that sell and there's albums that don't sell. Now, whatever you think about the merits of Beyonce venturing into country music, this is clearly an album that will sell off for those who appreciate Beyonce's music. But it's a country inspired album featuring Willie Nelson. Even Dolly Parton features on this album, Beyonce doing a version of Dolly Parton's Jolene as well. Also covers the Beatles' Blackbird, which is a very beautiful piece of music, the Beyonce rendition as well. But apparently Beyonce, in trying to find inspiration for this new album, it's called Cowboy Carter, she's been watching plenty of westerns, cowboy movies, period pieces in colonial USA. But also, she's focused on a South African movie. It was a groundbreaking South African neo-western. It's called Five Fingers for Marseille. Was available in cinemas, broadcast on, I think, DSTV platforms. Also very recently available on Netflix. So we have a South African team to thank for Beyonce's new album. One of the writers and producers on Five Fingers for Marseille, Sean Drummond, joins me now on the line. Sean, all the way from the UK, hope you are well. What was it like when you first heard that Beyonce said she actually liked Five Fingers for Marseille and was actually an inspiration for this new album, Sean?
Morning, Lester. How's it going?
Very good.
It was crazy. Before we talk about Five Fingers, while you were talking about All of Us Strangers, I'm just going to shout out Jamie Ramsey, a South African cinematographer who shot that movie. And also on Netflix, that dropped this past weekend, Heart of the Hunter. I don't know if you guys have talked about that yet, is a South African film. It was the number one film worldwide on Netflix just over the past week. So anyway, shouting out some other great South African films. People making moves. I'm actually in London on holiday visiting family, as it turns out. So as I arrived, I was walking in the forest with my mom and we got the news, and it was messages coming in and phone blowing up and kind of surreal to get a vote of confidence, or just to get endorsement's not the right word, but when you hear that Beyonce is number one, a fan of the film and has been inspired by the film in part for her album, I don't know, there's no real piece of pop culture stamp of approval that resonates like that, you know. So it's been quite surreal, and we're all really excited and humbled in a way, because the film is the result of a lot of people's extremely hard work over years that it took to get it made, and for it to re-enter a sort of conversation. Cultural conversation 7 years after it came out, I think, is surreal and awesome, you know, and hopefully it's going to drive a whole new wave of eyeballs and fans to the film.
I hope it does, because just to remind our South African audience, Five Fingers for Marseille, this neo-western sort of, when I look at it and I watch it, I see the rolling hills of Lesotho, I see men on horseback, but I also see some of the characters in sort of apartheid era security police uniforms, almost a dystopia or reimagining of South Africa, but if it was in a western context, a western cowboy context. Sean,
totally. I mean, we were drawing on the themes of the Western and sort of the convention of the Western to explore South Africa post-apartheid and the fight for freedom and you know, the damage done by cycles of trauma and cycles of oppression and how so often those cycles repeat themselves and what it really takes for somewhere to be free. And we told that story through the microcosm of one small town, a fictional town called Marseille, but you know, it's reflective of so many small towns in South Africa, European names, sort of a settler heritage, and how those towns have sort of been replaced by townships that are attached to those towns that have become towns in their own right, you know, over the, definitely since the end of apartheid and even before that, as you know, the train lines became defunct. And you've got archetypal characters, which are true to the genre, but we spent years, Michael Matthews, the director, and I spent years visiting one laid the town of Lady Grey in particular, where we shot the film, which is a great town and actually quite a thriving example of a small town in South Africa that's doing things right. So I just I, it, it, we had a we had, we've had an amazing time, sort of in a working relationship with the town of Lady Grey for the past 15 years now. And 7 years of that was just visiting every year, trying to get the film made until we finally managed to get it made in 2016. And I think the themes have resonated. Actually, I think with the election coming up, the themes still resonate, in a way. But it's also a film where we're not trying to. I don't believe in bashing people over the head with messages. I think hopefully it more pokes and prods and get asks an audience to ask questions. So they choose to, as well as hopefully just entertaining them with a kick-ass story with an amazing South African cast. I mean, I can't, Vuyo Dubula, Hamilton Dlamini, Zetu Dlomo, Kenny Nkosi, Mduduzi Mabaso, Jerry Moffat King, Warren Masemola. I can list and list and list. As well as, at the time, a really exciting generation of young actors that we cast in the town, some of whom are now on TV screens regularly, So
But
I
you
got
wouldn't
a.
necessarily associate South Africa with a Western cowboy genre, but looking at how it's being received, not only through the Beyoncé album, but it being available on international streaming platforms, I think and I believe that Five Fingers for Marseille, a South African movie, now being adopted into this canon of a Western genre. And 7 years ago, when you made this movie, you probably didn't think you'd be represented amongst the classical spaghetti Westerns that we know nowadays. But now you are, I think you're very much part of that canon, that genre.
Yeah, I mean, you hope so, because when the film came out in 2017, 2018, we did a lot of festivals sort of all over the world, and it was really well received by international audiences. And it was exciting and affirming to be in Q&As and conversations, be it in Canada, the US, the UK, Burkina Faso, and have people really connect with the themes and the questions about oppression and violence and freedom. And also, I think just characters have a degree of universality in the journeys and the arcs they go through. And I think that's the beauty of the power of genre film, actually, is you're working with these conventions and codes that people understand, and you can sort of transplant them into different settings and they resonate in different ways. So we worked really hard to try and balance South Africanness with the idea of a Western. Wrong in classic Westerns, the influences of the Western genre, but then also just the Western sort of, if I can nerd out about the Western a little bit, there's those storytelling mantras about all stories conflict. And I think, Western conflict is so, the conflict in Western stories is so pure because it's so, it's built on these very clear four pillars. It's man against man. It's man against the land. It's man against the forces of time, and then it's man against himself. And we sort of explore each of those themes through the film in a way, and audiences pick it up on it.
Sean, I have to wrap up. I tried to do a rewatch last night by looking for Five Fingers on Netflix, where it was streaming. Where would it be available now for people to get a catch up?
So it should be still on Netflix, Showmax, Amazon in South Africa, and so it's everywhere. So watch it.
I will again, Sean Drummond. Beyoncé loves him. One of the creators of a South African movie called Five Fingers for Marseille, and credited as being one of the inspirations behind Beyoncé's new country-inspired album. Sean, thanks so much for joining us.